I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today in studio, we've got United Way's Vice President Lindsay LeBlanc. Lindsay, thanks for joining us today. What's going on with United Way?
So today I want to talk about Volunteer Brazos Valley. It's one of our investment initiatives. And I wanted to just talk about an upgraded website that we've gotten. So really cool, really fancy. It's much more mobile responsive and fun and user friendly. So volunteerbrazosvalley.org, it's basically our match.com for volunteers. It's our connection point to connect agencies and volunteers. So anyone in the community can go check it out and see what opportunities are posted. Or if you're an agency or an organization, you want to get your opportunities posted on there, you can do that too.
So this is a great way for anyone in the community who's just interested in volunteering. Maybe they're not sure exactly what they want to get involved in or who they want to volunteer for, but they know that they want to get involved somehow.
Yeah, and the cool thing about volunteerbrazosvalley.org is that you can search by type of opportunity that you want to do. You can limit it to, say, your experience in medical or clerical work. Anything that you kind of have a focus on, you can search by that, or you can search just as simply as your zip code, so something that's nearby your house or close by that you want to get engaged around.
And then you also mentioned that it's a great place for organizations to find volunteers. Are there any stipulations or guidelines to maybe what an organization can be used for, who they are, or anything like that?
No, we've got everything from typical 501c3 nonprofits to libraries to school districts to PTOs. You name it, we pretty much have it. So if any organization or business or agency has a volunteer opportunity, they can post it there. And it's even as cool as if you've got an event coming up, you can have RSVPs to the event. And if you need in-kind donations, so you're looking for something for an upcoming auction or something like that, you can post it on there as well.
So we've got a really awesome new website. Remind me of the address again.
VolunteerBrazosValley.org.
Okay. And then you mentioned that it's prettier, it's a little bit easier to access and everything like that. What is one of your favorite features on the website?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many now. We've gotten so many upgrades that we now have access to a lot more. Probably the coolest feature I think right now is that you can actually go in and track your hours and see what type of an impact you're making in the community. So it takes it based on the national volunteer average cost, essentially, of what it costs to be a volunteer. And it multiplies that by the hours that you're working. So say you donate 10 hours of your time to an organization, it's about $21 per hour. So you can do the math on that. So you can see your impact in a much more tangible way.
So can people actually log in as an individual? Like, is there a way, you said they can individually see their hours. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone logs in. You can log in via Facebook now. That's a nice feature. That's pretty cool. Or you can just log in without Facebook. You don't have to have that feature. But you just log in and sign up. You can get emails, you can sign up for different types of responses, things like that.
Thanks again to United Way's Vice President Lindsay LeBlanc for visiting with us today about the new website, volunteerbrazosvalley.org. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.